lamp oil cocked my head while I worked. The metallic sound didn't repeat itself. I hadn't covered the strangler again. When I glanced at him, I discovered his death's head face stretched in a grin. It was the grin of death. Spilling oil, I flung myself out of there. I got lost again. Fast. Chapter 54. Lost in the palace wasn't a matter for panic, so I didn't. I confessed to a certain amount of frustration, though. You would think my situation vulnerable to the application of common sense. I sure thought so. One good rule proved to be not to enter any corridor dustier than the one I was using. Another was to avoid apparent shortcuts, religiously. They never led anywhere I wanted to go. Most important was, don't yield to emotion or frustration. The palace is the only place in the world where you can step through a doorway and end up on a different floor. I found out the hard way. And it was not any sort of elf magic. It came from the place being a conglomeration of ages and ages of add-ons built upon very uneven ground. My anxiety reached the point where I elected to pursue what seemed the wimp route. I decided to go down to ground level, find one of the palace's 1,000 postern doors, which can be opened only from the inside, and get out into the street. Out there, I would know where I was. I would walk around to the entrance I used regularly. Then I would be home. It's really dark in there in the middle of the night. I found that out after I stumbled descending a stair and dropped my lamp. It broke, of course, and for a while there was a lot of light down below. But soon the fire burned out. Oh well. It was a certainty that there would be a door to the street below. The stairwell curved down against an exterior wall. I had leaned out a window to make sure before I ever entered it. Descending an ancient stair that spirals isn't easy when there are no handrails and you can't see what you're doing. Nevertheless, I got to the bottom without breaking any bones, although I did slip a couple of times, and endured one long spell of vertigo after passing through the smoke from the burned lamp fuel. Eventually the stair ended. I felt around for a door. As I did so, I frowned. What was I doing? Took me a moment to reach back into my head and bring up the answer. I found the door, felt around for a release. I found an old-fashioned wooden latch bar, which wasn't what I expected at all. I yanked, pushed. The door swung outward. Wrong answer to your problem, Mergen. Within that fastness, nothing moves, though at times mists of light shimmer as they leak over from beyond the gates of dream. Shadows linger in corners, and way down inside the core of the place, in the feeblest throb of the heart of darkness, there is life of a sort.